知行英语。Listen and share.
Cross. I was 13 at the time when my parents decided to take a holiday to Lake Centris. We were staying at a friend of my father's holiday house, and we were very excited. My brother was to sleep in the bedroom with my parents, and my two sisters and I had the other bedroom. As there were only two beds in the room, I was to sleep on a camp bed between the two.The house looked very old, and we thought it strange that there were pictures of Jesus, Mary, and many crosses on the walls. Nothing strange happened for the first couple of days, except that my father started to become ill. At first, it started as a cough, but as each day passed, my father seemed to have more difficulty breathing. I feel it is important to stay.That my father had never suffered from any problems of this sort in the past. Eventually, it was decided that my father was too sick to continue the holiday, and it was agreed that we would leave the next morning.
When my parents decided to go to the beach,我13岁，我们住在父亲朋友的度假小屋里，都非常兴奋。我哥哥和我的父母住一个房间，而我和两个姐妹住另外一个房间，因为那间房只有两张床，所以我就在他们俩中间架了一个行军床。那屋子很旧，床上还挂着耶稣、圣母玛利亚的画像和许多的十字架，我们都觉得很奇怪。开头几天并没有发生什么事情，只是我父亲生病了。刚开始只是咳嗽，但随着日子一天天的过去，他的呼吸越来越困难。需要说明的是，我父亲以前从来没有类似的毛病。最后，全家一致认为父亲的病实在是太严重了，我们决定不再度假，第二天早晨就离开那儿回家。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I was 13 at the time when my parents decided to take a holiday to Lake Centris.
我父母决定去湖区度假的时候，我13岁。
We were staying at a friend of my father's holiday house, and we were very excited.
我们住在父亲朋友的度假小屋里，都非常兴奋。
My brother was to sleep in the bedroom with my parents, and my two sisters and I had the other bedroom.
我哥哥和我的父母住一个房间，而我和两个姐妹住另外一个房间。
As there were only two beds in the room, I was to sleep on a camp bed between the two.
因为那间房只有两张床，所以我就在他们俩中间架了一个行军床。
The house looked very old, and we thought it strange that there were pictures of Jesus, Mary, and many crosses on the walls.
那屋子很旧，床上还挂着耶稣、圣母玛利亚的画像和许多的十字架，我们都觉得很奇怪。
Nothing strange happened for the first couple of days, except that my father started to become ill.
开头几天并没有发生什么事情。只是我父亲生病。
At first, it started as a cough, but as each day passed, my father seemed to have more difficulty breathing.
刚开始只是咳嗽，但随着日子一天天的过去，他的呼吸越来越困难。
I feel it is important to state that my father had never suffered from any problems of this sort in the past.
需要说明的是，我父亲以前从来没有类似的毛病。
Eventually, it was decided that my father was too sick to continue the holiday, and it was agreed that we would leave the next morning.
最后，全家一致认为父亲的病实在是太严重了，我们决定不再度假，第二天早晨就离开那儿回家。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Holiday house 是指度假别墅、度假屋。本句当中 Holiday house 的定语结构有些复杂。
A friend of one's 是某人的朋友的一种说法，
比如 A friend of my father's 整体意为我父亲的一位朋友。在原句中 A friend of my father's 整体作为 Holiday house 的所有者，在修饰所有关系时，按照语法规则，原来应该再加上一个 apostrophe s 的结构，但是因为前面重复，故省略掉了。 be 加不定式结构，即 be 加 to do something， 可以表示计划安排做某件事的意思。
camp bed
从字面可以看出是指露营时临时使用的方便拆卸的简易床，多以帆布等耐磨损的材料制成，此处以为行军床。中文中某人的照片可以有两种意思，一种是照片上的人是这个人，英文用 a picture of somebody 来表示，另一种是指某人是这张照片的所有者，英文用 somebody's picture 来表示。
Jesus, Mary 和 Cross 都是西方被广泛崇拜的基督教的标志。
Jesus 指耶稣基督，是基督教的创立者和崇拜偶像。
Mary 是耶稣的母亲玛利亚，
以处子之身产下基督，被奉为圣母。
Cross 一词有很多种词性和含义，最基本的是副词词性所表达的穿过、越过的意思。
它的名词词义有交叉，在宗教当中它指也有交叉的十字架。十字架是基督教信仰的象征物，它象征着耶稣本身，象征着罪与罚，象征着被救赎。
Couple, C-O-U-P-L-E, 指一对、一双、夫妻二人。
A couple of, 这一搭配表示两个或者数个。
Have difficulty in doing something, 是一个固定搭配，
表示在某一方面有困难。其中的 in 常被省略掉。
feel 的基本词义是感觉、触摸，但也有其他意思，
比如在本句当中就可以被译为认为或者觉得。
suffer S-U-F-F-E-R
指忍受、遭遇，可做及物动词也可做非及物动词。做非及物动词时一般都与介词 from 来搭配，在后面接所遭受的事物，
比如 suffer from starvation
意为忍饥挨饿。
too too
这样的结构表示太怎么怎么而不能怎么怎么，比如
I am too old a dog to study new things，
这句意为我太老了，学不会新东西了。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
I was 13 at the timeWhen my parents decided to take a holiday to Lake Centris. We were staying at a friend of my father's holiday house, and we were very excited. My brother was to sleep in the bedroom with my parents, and my two sisters and I had the other bedroom. As there were only two beds in the room, I was to sleep on a camp bed between the two. The house looked very old,And we thought it strange that there were pictures of Jesus, Mary, and many crosses on the walls. Nothing strange happened for the first couple of days, except that my father started to become ill. At first, it started as a cough. But as each day passed, my father seemed to have more difficulty breathing, I feel it is important to state that my father had never suffered from any problems of this sort in the past. Eventually, it was decided that my father was too sick to continue the holiday, and it was agreed that we would leave the next morning.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。